Aiko!
David, how nice to see you.
And you too. Hey, whose washing have you got there?
It belongs to one of my clients.
Your what?
It's all a part of the service, as they say.
Yes, of course.
Potter!
Yes, madam?
Could you take this up to room 2613, please?
I'm sorry, madam. Could you please speak more slowly and clearly?
Take this to room 2613, please.
Ah, yes, room 2316, certainly, madam.
Not 2316, 2613.
Ah, yes, madam, certainly.
This hotel is dreadful. Nobody understands English. You can't have your laundry done. They don't even clean the sheets properly. One of my clients refused to get into the bed. I had to change his sheets myself.
Wow. You don't mind my asking, what kind of job are you doing nowadays, Aiko?
I'm a tourist guide. I work with groups of Japanese people on a vacation around the world.
Oh, I see. No, it's just the way you were talking about clients. It kind of gives the impression that you're like some kind of geisha, if you see what I mean.
Oh, dear. Was I using the wrong word? What should I call them? Customers? But really, here I am asking you for an English lesson 1 minute after meeting you again. You must forgive me.
Hey, that's all right, Aiko. That's what teachers are for, giving people lessons.
Then, perhaps we can have a quicker one later, as you say in English?
Yes.
Look, why are we standing around in this dreadful lobby? Let's go and have a coffee.
Sure, why not?
Would you like a roll and a butter, David?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry. So, how much longer will you be staying in Washington?
Just 2 more days. That's all. Then we go to Copenhagen for 1 day, Manila for 1 day, and Johannesburg for 1.5 days. And then back to Tokyo.
It sounds exhausting. How many people are there on the tour?
55.
None of whom speak English, I imagine.
Hardly any of them.
I'd go crazy. I suppose all the guys keep trying to flirt with you as well.
Oh, no. They're a very respectable gentleman. They're all senior executives from the Japan National Motor Vehicles Insurance Corporation.
Oh, geez. Traveling around the world from airport to hotel with 55 middle-aged insurance executives. Oh, well, I suppose you're well covered. One of them goes crazy and burns the hotel down, takes off his clothes in the middle of Kennedy Plaza.
Sorry, David. I don't understand.
I mean, you must be covered by insurance if anything goes wrong. Just a joke, that's all.
Oh, yes, I have to be insured against the accident. Both to me and to the clients. That's the law in Japan.
Oh, I see. Anyway, I'm sure you can't wait to escape from your clients and live dangerously from time to time.
Oh, dear, better know. I enjoy my job very much. But I was going to ask you to join me this evening for a drink.
Hey, thanks. Where do you have in mind?
I'm not sure. Can you think of any really typical Washington bars that we could go to?
Well, yes. I know one or two bars. let me think. I've got it. Romeo's in Jefferson Avenue. It's got a nice, intimate atmosphere.
What do you mean, intimate?
I mean, you know, ideal for a quiet drink, getting to know each other, that sort of thing.
I see. So, how do you get to this bar?
Well, as I said, it's in Jefferson Avenue, near Brooklyn Bridge. Just tell your driver to take a right before the bridge and park anywhere along Jefferson Avenue.
You're very knowledgeable.
It's all part of the service, as you said earlier.
Well, I must go now, David. We're invited to tea with some representatives of the Britain Insurance Association. You could come too if you like. It should be very interesting.
Hey, it's real nice of you, but I've got something else on, as it happens.
Okay. Well, see you this evening then, about 8:30 at Romeo's.
See you later, Aiko.